Okay, we start teaching the GWOW 7. GWOW 7 will be the electrical installation. Electrical installation requirements. So in this case, firstly we will do the ES3000 rule. ES3000 rule regulation. So this is for the ES3000 rule regulation, mostly we utilize for the GWOW 7. So that this is the ES3000 rule. And let's look at wiring room. So wiring room, because there's a, this is for the this room you can download. So there are the there's a component of the room. So electrical wiring rooms are usually include a two portion, ASR3000 wiring room. So it includes the power is second application. Through applications are included in the part one, and also the part two is the installation practice. So part one will be the second application, part two will be the installation practice. So part one is the fundamental principle. Power with the fundamental principle. In this case, that the whole wiring room we can make a structure. So this is the structure of the wiring room. So section one. So section one involves the support application, definition, structure and design compliance. So those are all the generalized requirements. If you are using the electrical wiring, you find out the requirements are set to be done, and also the circle application, the introduction of the all rules. And also the section 2 to 8. Section 2 to 8. So section 2 to 8 is mostly concerned with the general arrangement, control production, selection, installation of appliance, accessories, other arrangement. So those are the general arrangement of the electrical installation. General arrangement. So rules are involving the general arrangement. Control, rotation of installation of appliance, and accessory, other arrangement. So all are the general section 2 to 8. So all the different electrical wiring standard, all the electrical rule, regulation, so important for the installation of the whole electrical system is included in the section 2 to 8. And there will be the appendix. So appendix include the references. Cable selection, maximum command, and the graph. So those are included in the electrical ESR3 of the wiring rule system. So this will follow the generalized of the use of the ESR3 of the rule. Okay, firstly, the most important one is that we have to calculate the maximum demand saturation. Maximum demand calculation is also the very important aspect of the ESR3 of the rule. So maximum demand calculation. Maximum demand circulation is 5 weeks. Important is, if you are installing the electrical installation system, you need to calculate the maximum demand. So you have to calculate the maximum demand. So depending on the maximum demand, you need to select the appropriate size of the cable. The cable selection is related to the maximum demand. So select to select the appropriate cable size. Appropriate supply cable. Hello? Hello? Hey, yo. Okay, so this is like why we need to start doing the maximum demand is to set the appropriate cable size. To set the appropriate cable, supply cable, we have to utilize the appropriate ASP of the rule to set the appropriate cable. So, in this case, we have to use the table. So, table, we utilize the table C2, C3, those are utilized for the maximum demand calculation. So, the AS3000, 2007, table C2, C3, those are utilized to calculate the maximum demand. So the table C2, C3, you can see in the circuit diagram. So this is the table C2, C3. So table. So table C2, maximum demand calculation. And this will be the table C2 and also the table C1. Table C1, C2, C3, those table are utilized to calculate the maximum demand. So the table C1, C2, C3 for the maximum demand calculation. So the those table you can see the ASP of the rule space are 371. So page 371, we can see that are all the tables. This is for the maximum demand calculation. So in this case, we solve the one problem. So based on the program, we will see the program the load. If in this case, to calculate the maximum demand, you need to select the appropriate kind of the load category. Appropriate load group and the load category, and they are contributing electrical current, you have to calculate from the table C1, C2, C3 and the maximum demand of a single domestic electrical installation. Supply at single phase. Which the following load. So we have to calculate the determine the maximum demand of the single domestic electrical installation supply at the single phase with the following load. So two loads are given in this problem. If this problem is given, we have to calculate the maximum demand. Determine the maximum demand of a single domestic electrical installation supplied at the single phase with the following load. The 24 lighting bright, 10 meter lighting track, the 9 number of the 10 ampere single socket outlet, 8 number of the 10 ampere double socket outlet, 1 number of the 50 watts exhaust fan, 1 number of the 1 of the watt 6 heater, 1 number of the 50 ampere socket outlet, 1 number of the 10 kilowatt range, 1 about the 4.5 kilowatt water heater and 1 about the 3 kilowatt telescope lighting. So those are the loads are given. So based on this load, we have to calculate the maximum demand. Okay, so maximum demand calculation, we have to see the category. In this case, table C1 is a single and multiple domestic electrical installation. all the domestic electrical installation, we have to utilize the same as T1. And another table will use the table C2. Table C2 for the non-domestic. Domestic and non-domestic. For the sub-domestic load, so this is a residential load, it's a table C1. Factory load are non-domestic, then we use the table C2 has to be utilized. Table C3 will be the energy demand method. So there are methods that we have to select a table. So table C1 for the domestic installation. Table C1, domestic. Table C2. Non-domestic electrical installation. So there are the two tables to calculate the maximum demand. The table C1 for the domestic and the table C2 for the non-domestic. So in this case, this product is a domestic installation. Therefore, then we have to utilize the domestic as table C1. We utilize the table C1 to calculate the maximum demand load. Okay, so finally we see that the load, what kind of loads are given. So 24 lighting points. 24 light points. Okay, 24 light points are, you see the low group. So there will be the low group A. Low group A included in the 24 light points, the low group are A. It will be the low group A. This is a A1. So this is for the 24 light points, it's a low group A1. This is C1. Low group A1. Okay, low group A1s are how many lights? So you see the single domestic installation, you have to use like a column 2, and block living unit, you have to use like a column 3 to 5. So that way the low group A1 for the 2 are saturation. For the single domestic installation, you have to use like column 2, because of the column 2 means a single domestic electrical installation of individual living and the power phase. So this is a single domestic installation. Therefore, they have to utilize a single domestic. So column 2, single domestic. Okay, so single domestic installation are column 2, then we start with. So there will be a 3 MVR for the 1 to 20 watt plus a 2 MVR for the each additional 20 watt. So there will be the how many points is that low is at 24. So 24 will be 24 points. So this one say about the first 20 points, 3 MVR. So there will be the first 20 points. First 20 points. So 3 MVR. And 2 MVR for the each additional 20 points. So the 24 means the another 4. Another 4 is within the another 20 watt. Therefore, the, you have to add the another 2 MVR. So, for additional 2, additional 4 watt is within additional 20 watt. So, therefore, you have to use the 2 MVR. So, therefore, we look 24 lighting points. Contribute the 5 MVR. Because who say about the 3 MVR for 1 to 20 watt and 2 MVR for each additional 20 watt. So then, firstly, for the first 20 watt, you have to select the 3 MVR and every next 20 watt increase, you have to add the 2 MVR. So then, in this case, our total load is at 24 watt. 24 watt to 4, first 20 watt, you select the 3 MVR. Another additional 4 points is within the additional 20 points. Therefore, you have to take the 2 MVR. Therefore, 5 MVR. So, the 24, the lighting point, that contribute the 5 MPR. Got it. So this is for the saturation. Okay, another thing with the 10 meter lighting track. 10 meter lighting track. 10 meter lighting track. Okay, lighting track will be there. You have to see that our lighting track. So the full node D. Then you see the full node D. Okay, we see the lighting track the full node D on the table C1. So this is the table C1, we see the full node. The full node is here. Full node D. So lighting track is actually regarded as 2.5 meter of the track. So the 1 meter, every 1 meter is called the 2.5. So this is the lighting point, lighting track. The lighting track is called the 2.5 meter. So lighting point track is the 2.5 meter. 2.5 meter. So then now you've got the 10 meter. So it contributes at 20 points. So it contributes at 20 points. So then, this is the 20 points of contribution. So then, then you will have a low group A1. So this is a, we convert the lighting track to the appropriate number of points. So crossing to the full node D of the data C1, is that the lighting track that every 1 meter contributes 2 points. So the total lighting track is 10 meter. The 2 multiplied there for 20 points. So equivalent to the 20 points. So the you see that this is for the local A1. 3 MPR more, 1 to 20 points. So therefore the lighting track 10 meter contribute 3 MPR. So therefore the 20 points, so this is the 3 MPR. Okay, lighting 10 meter, lighting 5, so that contribute 10 MPR, 3 MPR. And then, now, 9 MPR of the 10 MPR single socket outlet. Right about the 10 MPR single socket outlet. So what will be the low group single socket outlet? What will be the low group? So the low group, you see the socket outlet. Socket outlet not exceeding the 10 MPR. So this is the socket. So in this case, 10 MPR for 1 to 25 plus 5 MPR for the additional 25. So this is more or less a socket outlet. So therefore the 9 multiplied 9 number of the 10 MPR socket outlet is the within the first 25. Within the first 25, therefore you can get to take the so this is more or less a 10 MPR. This is what you can take. So this is the 9 number of the 10 MPR socket outlet. Also the 8 number of 10 MPR socket outlet. 8 number of 10 MPR double socket outlet. So double socket outlet means a double means 2. So 8 number of the 10 MPR double, so 8 multiplied by 2. So this is a 16. Okay? This is 6. Equivalent to 16 watts. And 9 number of the 10 MPR single socket outlet is a how many points here? Then we need to have 9 watts. So this is the socket outlet we can add in. This is socket outlet is a 9 point here, and the other socket outlet is a 16 point. Also, you see the 1000 watts of switch heater. So 1000 watts switch heater also the included. So switch heater, this is for the this socket outlet are included in the low group D1. And also the switch heater. So you see there's a switch heater, so look at our socket outlet here, this is the switch heater. So we find out the switch heater. three heat diode also is similar to the socket outlet because of the three heat diode that you can put the heating appliance. So you take the electric socket outlet and you put into the socket. So this is for the three heat diode also the similar to the 1 point. Three heat diode, you can take the another 1 point. So then now that you see the three heat diode, 9 amp, 9 number socket outlet, 8 number socket outlet. So then, how many socket outlet now? You add every day, so there will be a 26 wire. Okay, 26 wire. So 26 wire for the local V1. The local V1 means a 10 MVR for the 1 to 20 wire, and also the 5 MVR for addition is 20 wire. So this is the rule. So 26 wire means that this is 26 wire is included 20 plus 6. So the first 20 wire, the current is contributing the 10 MVR. Another 20 wire, 5 MVR. So therefore the first 20 wire is contributing 10 MVR. Another 6 wire is within the 20 wire, 5 MVR. So there will be the 15 MVR. So all the socket outlets are, share and their socket outlets are contributing there, the 15 MVR, got it. So this is according to the local rules of V1 rule. Okay, another thing you can also see the 15 MVR socket outlet. You see the 15 MVR socket outlet. So this is the 15 MVR socket outlet. 15 MVR. How many are socket outlet? One number of 15 MVR socket outlet. Okay, one about 50 MVR socket outlet is here. So one about 50 MVR socket outlet is, this is a, where the electrical installation includes the one about 50 MVR socket outlet. So in this case, we have to utilize a 10 MVR. Got it. So this is the 10 MVR. So 50 MVR socket outlet. So that this is the current with the low group V1. Low group V2. So this is how many currents are contributing. Local V2 is contributing 10 MVR. So this is it, this current will be 10 MVR. Alright, so this is for the 50 MVR socket outlet we started. So we already finished the lighting point, lighting track, so 9 about 10 MVR single socket outlet, 8 about 10 MVR different socket outlet, and then 1 about and 1 of them was 3 heater, and 1 about 50 MVR socket outlet. Those things are have been included. And we also see the 10 kilowatt range. Okay, 10 kilowatt range will be the low group of speed. So we see the 10 kilowatt range. Range will be the range cooking appliance laundry equipment rated at the more than 10 MVR for connected day off. So this is what it is. Range is low group of speed. So range include the low group of speed. So approximately rules are still there. For the single domestic electrical installation, so the range is that you have to take the 50% of the connected load. For the block living unit, there will be the current here. So that this is the big problem here with the only the single individual living unit. So therefore, that you have to utilize the column 2. So column 2, so the electric range contributing the 50% of the connected load. So this is the electric range. So this is for the local C. So 50% of connected load. Then you see the electric range. Electric range is that the power of the range is the 10 kilowatts of range. So 10 kilowatts, 10 multiplied, 10 power 3. This is the power. So we are using the single phase system, so the voltage 240 volts. So the power divided by voltage, you got the current. So 240, 10 multiplied 10 power 3 divided by 240, so you got the current. But only the 50%, therefore that you have to multiply with 0.5. So by solving the 10 multiply 10 power 3, multiply 0.5 divided by 240, so there will be the electric range started, there will be 20.8 MVA. The electric range, 10 kilowatt range is contributing the 20.8 MVA current. So this is the, we are also finish the electric range. 10 kilowatt range. Okay? And another one will be the water heater. Okay, so, and also there's a water heater. So, 4.8 kilowatt per water heater. 4.8 kilowatt water heater. Another one will be 4.8 kilowatt water heater. Okay, 4.8 kilowatt of water heater is similar to the storage heater. So 4.8 kilowatt water heater is similar to the storage heater. So the storage water heater, this is the included in the load loader. So this will be, you have to take the load out. So there are two kinds of water heater, storage heater and instantaneous water heater. Instantaneous water heater is where they use collect water we buy. Electric, similar to the electric kettle. But when you switch off, water will be going down. Temperature will be going down. But storing water heater, it can store the water temperature. So the heat can be stored. So the for the storing water heater, this is the local with the F. So the crossing is a blue, you have to stay there, full of garlic. So this is storing water heater is local F. You have to take the full of garlic. Okay, the storing water heater is contributing 3.8 kilowatt. So the 4.8 kilowatt, 4.8 multiplied 10 power 3 divided by 240. So then we calculate the storing water heater current, then we give the 20 MVA current. So we finish the storing water heater. Only thing we here is the one about the 50 watts exhaust fan, also the telescope lighting. The exhaust fan and the telescope lighting are included. So exhaust fan also be included in the, for example, exhaust fan also included in the load loader. One. So we also have put the exhaust fan here. So you can see the load group A1 also there. So there will be the how many the load group. So this is for the lighting point. Lighting point will be the discarded. So first 20 point. And this is the 4 point. This is the 5 MVR. So this will be the lighting point. Also there, you can also add the this. Exhaust fan. So this is all the 25. So this one will be combined. So 20 lighting point here. This is the first 25. Additional 4 point. So we make the combination. So this is for the lighting point. Lighting point is a 24 point. Okay? And also the lighting thread. So lighting thread is a 2.1 meter, so this equivalent to the 25. Also the exhaust fan. So exhaust fan is 1 point. So to the point we need the 45 point. So 45 point, so the first 25.3 MVR. So that 45 point is how many current? So first 20 point. First 20 point is 3 MVR. So another 20 point, 2 MVR. So additionally, the 5 white also weigh in another 25. So then, this is all the star, weigh in the 25, another 2 MDR. So this is total current will be the 7 MDR. So this is with the 7 MDR. It proceeded to that by the lightning white, lightning thread, also the 8 open. So this is the 7 MDR. The 7 MDR you have to utilize. And also the socket of the current is a 15 MDR current you have to utilize. And also the 15 MDR socket outlet is a 10 MDR and range 25 MDR and also the water heater 20 MDR. So those are the best sockets are the currents are contributed. So the lighting thread is a 24 by here. Lighting white is a 24 by. Lighting thread is a 20 by because of the 10 meter multiplied 2 by 1 meter to 20 by. And also the 8 of it, 1 by, so you add a 45 by. So the current is 7 MDR. So this 7 MDR current is a contributing. Contributed by the all the price. Okay? And then we see about the 10 MDR socket outlet. So 10 MDR socket outlet. This is 9 about 10 MDR socket outlet, 8 about the 10 MDR socket outlet. They contributing the 50 MDR. And 50 MDR socket outlet is 10 MDR. 10 kilowatt range at 25.8 MDR. Water heater 20 MDR. So those things are contributed. And you also see the telescope lighting. Another thing is the telescope lighting. So this one we already finished. It's often also the included. Only we need the telescope lighting. So we start with the telescope lighting. Telescope lighting. Okay, telescope lighting is here. So what is the rule for the telescope lighting? So telescope lighting will be the local A2. So you see that a local A2. A2 is the outdoor lighting. Outdoor lighting is similar to the telescope lighting. Telescope lighting is similar to outdoor lighting. So outdoor lighting exceeded to the 1,000 watts will be the 75% of the connected load. So 75% connected load. So the telescope lighting is how much power? 3 kilowatts. So 3 multiplied 1,000 multiplied 0.75 divided by 240. Then you got the current. So this current for the telescope lighting current. So this way is the 9 by 4 MDR. This 9 by 4 MDR is a telescope lighting. Okay, now we will add. This is the 1. So this is 2, 3, 4, 5, and the 5th. The student maximum amount. So 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6. So we add. So when we get first one, we get 7 MDR plus 50 MDR plus 10 MDR plus 20.8 MDR plus 20 plus 9 by 4. Then you can call it off to the maximum demand current. So then we 82 by 2 MDR. So this is the maximum demand. Okay, I explain again. So now we are going through this AS3000 G107. G107 is important. Because your attendance is there are 4 units. I teach in G33, G63, G107, G006. So G33 and 63 is most of the people can get it. But if you want to get the price for the all 4 units, your attendance is important. So then, I will count the attendance. I already send the email. So your attendance is at least 8 period. You should attend. But your attendance, only you attend 6 period, I will only give you the 3 units. So all you four units are four units in the front. So that the district-wise, that I also count attendance count. So that if you attend at some element minimum on the APDA, you can get a four units. But if you chance you only attend at six PDA, so they will only got a three units. Chance you will only count of the two the test at the time. So your injury, they will only got a one unit. So this is what your why is that proportional to the attendance. So this is a mind formula. Okay, so this is for the electrical star one rule, AS3 down them. So the AS3 down them rule is that there are two major parts. So part one is the score application, part two is the installation prices. So that when you see the AS3 down them rule, section one is a mostly that includes the scope application definition structure compliance. Section 2 to 8 include the general arrangement of the control progression, installation of appliance, accessory, admin system, and appendices are the include the reference cable selection, maximum demand calculation graph. So those are structure of the AS3 of the wiring rule. Now we are doing the maximum demand calculation. Maximum demand is important when we install the electrical installation system or the light. Everything you install, you need to subtract the cable to supply with your load. So that cable selection based on the maximum demand. So there are many loads here, all the lighting, quite everything. But you add the all current and calculate the cable, so cable size will be too big. It's an impredicate. This is why the AS3000 rule is showing how to select the current and load. So this is the maximum demand calculation. So that you see the AS3000 rule, so maximum demand cable is a phase of 371. So that cable C1, C2, C3 for the maximum demand calculation. So in this case, table C1 for the domestic calculation, and table C2 for the non-domestic installation. So the domestic is a residential load. The for the, you select the cable for the residential load, you should apply the table C1 or non-residential load, meaning the factory. So in this case, you have to apply the table C2. So that I show the one program. So that determine the maximum demand on the single domestic electrical installation supply at the single phase with the following loads. So the loads include the 24 ampere lighting point, 10 ampere 10 meter lighting track, and the 9 numbers of the 10 ampere single socket outlet, 8 number of the 10 ampere double socket outlet, 1 number of the 50 watts extra fan, 1 number of the 1000 watt switch heater, 1 number of the 50 ampere socket outlet, 1 number of the 10 kilowatt range, and the 1 number of 4.8 kilowatt water heater, and the 1 number of 3 kilowatt telescope lighting. So those are the included in the load. So firstly, we concern about the lighting point. How many lighting points? Okay, 24 lighting points. Lighting point 24 watts. So the also the lighting track. Lighting track is a 10 ampere lighting track. So 10 ampere lighting track, you have to see the Full load G, you have to see. So the lighting track, you can see this table C1. So full load G. Full load G here. Lighting track system shall be regarded as 2.5 meter of the track. So 1 meter equivalent to the 2 point. So the 10 meter equivalent to 20 point. So lighting track is at 20 point. Another thing is that this system will be the single domestic installation. So this is the table C1. Table C1 got the load group. Column 2 for the only single unit. And 2 to 5 living unit. Column 3, 6 to 20 living unit or 21 or more living unit. This is for flat calculation. On the living flat, you have to do the table 3 to 5. For only one single unit, you have to select the column 2. So this for like only the single unit, single domestic, so you have to select column 2. Column 2, this is for the low group A1. So lighting set are for the low group A1. Lighting point. Or the lighting track. Then we are lighting track. So this will say, full load T. And also the, if you don't see the any exhaust fan, you just calculate like this. But this robot also gives you the exhaust fan. So exhaust fan also has to be included in the lighting system. Because each of it is similar to the lighting system, so that each of it also take the 1 point. So that how many points? Lighting points are the 24 lighting points. And 10 meter is equivalent to the 20 points. Each of it 1 point, so that 45 points. So according to the 45 points, here are you. 3 MBR of fast 1 to 25. So if you see that we in 1 to 25, you take the 3 MBR. Additional 25, 2 MBR. And another additional 25, 2 MBR. So then, how many points here? This is the 45 points. So fast 25, 3 MBR. 45, 3 MBR. Okay? So 40 plus 20 plus 20, so 40. 45 went up for you, additional 5 points. And this is the 5 white also, we in the addition of 20 white. Therefore, you take another 2 MBR. So 3 plus 2 plus 2, so that's 7 MBR. 45 white, this is the first 20 white, 3 MBR. Another 20 white, 2 MBR. So 45 gone. Okay, and 45 minus 40, another 5 white. 5 white, we in the addition of 20 white. Therefore, the 22 MBR. So the total current will be the 7 MBR. So this is for the lighting track, we can say. Lighting point, also the 8 socket. And another thing will be the 10 MBR socket outlet. So how many 10 MBR socket outlet? 9 number of the 10 MBR socket outlet and 8 number of the 10 MBR 7 socket outlet. 9 number of 10 MBR socket outlet is 9 point. 8 number of the 10 MBR 7 socket. 7 means multiplied with 2. 8 multiplied by 2, 16. And also the included switch heater. If you don't include a 3 heater, you just set like this, but they also include a 3 heater. So, heater is also within the 10 MBR socket outlet. So, this is also assuming a 1 point. So, the how many points here? 26 points. So, for the 26 points, the logo is a B1. Socket outlet, the logo is a B1. B1 here. Socket outlet not exceeding the 10 MBR. Logo B1. So, this 10 MBR socket outlet is a logo B1. So, according to the B1, 10 MBR for the 1 to 20 points plus 5 MBR for additional 20 points. So this is the rule. So then how many points here? 26 points. 26 is a 20 plus 6. So the first 20 points is a 10 MBR. Another 6 points belong to the 5 MBR. So 10 plus 5, 50 MBR. So this is for 10 MBR socket outlet star. Contributing the 50 MBR. Got it. Another thing is a 1 number of the 50 MBR socket outlet. 1 number 15 MBR socket outlet. 15 MBR socket outlet is logo B2. Where the electrical installation includes the 1 or more 15 MBR socket outlet. So this is it. Belongs to the logo B2. So logo B2, you have to take the 10 MBR. So 10 MBR, logo B2, 10 MBR. And also the 10 kilowatt range. So 10 kilowatt range, range is what's the logo. Here you see the electric range. Range, cooking appliance, laundry equipment. So this is the local C. For the local C, single domestic, 50% of the connected load. But maybe you just have more unit, you have to use this rule. For the single domestic, 50% of the connected load. So the electric range is 10 kilowatt range, 50%. 10 multiplied by 10 power 3, over to the kilowatt watt. Multiply with 5.5 because the 50% divided by 240 volt, you got the 25 MBR. And also you have to calculate the water heater. Here you see the 1 about the 4 by kilowatt water heater. So this water heater is similar to the storage heater. Two heater, local E and D. F. E is the instantaneous water heater. It's similar to the electric kettle. But storage water heater in your home, that this is a big water heater. This is for the storage heater. For storage heater, logo S, instantaneous is the logo E. But this program shows the storage water heater. So that in this case, logo F, you have to take the full load started. So that logo 4.8 kilowatt water heater, so 4.8 multiplied by 10 watt, 240, we got the 20 MBR. Okay? And finally, you see the standing stone lighting. One about the 3 kilowatt telescope lighting. So telescope is the outdoor lighting. Outdoor lighting, since this is telescope lighting. So logo will be the outdoor lighting, so telescope lighting. So this will be the 75% of the connected load. Logo A2, telescope lighting is logo A2. A2, this will be the outdoor lighting exceeding total of 1,000 watts. 25% on the content alone. So then 1 out of that 1, so 3 multiplied. Technical is 3 kilowatts, so 3 multiplied 10 power 3, multiplied by 75, you got 75%. And divided by 240, so you got 9.4 MVA. So we calculate the current, or I started when the red started, and you add the all current, you got the total maximum amount. So this is the way we calculate the maximum amount. So this is the problem. In this case, this load is a single star domestic installation. So table C1 of the AS3000 is the page number 371, is utilized to calculate the maximum demand. So we are now doing the maximum demand calculation. So maximum demand calculation, so the table we define is the table C1 of the AS3000. Table C1. So this is a domestic installation. Table C2 for the non-domestic. The domestic electrical installation table C1. So AS3000, page number 371. AS3000. 2007 edition. So this is the table C1 is utilized to calculate the maximum amount of the electrical cartridge installation. So when you install the electrical light, electrical load, then you need to calculate the maximum demand. Based on the maximum demand, you need to select the appropriate size of the consumer main. So this is why you have to select the maximum demand in order. So that this problem is a single domestic installation, but we supply a three-phase system. Three-phase supply. So that in this case, you need to arrange the load. You want to balance the load. There are three lines. The whole is supplied by the three lines: red phase, white phase, and the blue phase. So that in this case, you need to share the load. So not one load will be located. All the three loads should be shared there. Electrical load. So this is load sharing is very important. You calculate the individual load and the which load should be supplied by the which way. So this is the important. So the loads are here. 26 are lighted white and 24 number on the 10 MVR single socket outlet, 1 number on the 15 MVR socket outlet, and 1 number on the 6.6 kilowatt range, 1 number on the 4 kilowatt air conditioning unit, 1 number on the 12.96 kilowatt instantaneous water heater. So instantaneous water heater will be there. There will be there. You have to start. This instantaneous water heater is supplied by 3 phase. Okay, so supplied by 3 phase. So 12.96 divided by 3. So each phase are called as 4.8 kilowatt. So this is a 12.96 kilowatt divided by 3 phase. So this is 4.8 kilowatt per phase. So therefore, when you are selecting the instantaneous water heater, so the 12.96, so the 12.96 is divided by 3, and 4.8 kilowatts are you put into the every phase. So this is what you put for the instantaneous water heater. We put the here, here, and here. Okay, other loads are you can divide, so you have to start for the arrangement. So how we arrangement means that 5 kilowatt hot plate. One amount of 5 kilowatt hot plate, we put into the this one, red phase, and also the 4 kilowatt air conditioning, we put here, and also the 10 number of the 15 number of the 10 and your socket outlet. So the socket outlet is the 24 socket outlet. 24 socket outlet, so the 9 plus 15 you put. And also the 5 kilowatt 4.4 kilowatt range we put here. So 4 kilowatt air range aircon unit or the 5 kilowatt hot plate. And also the this is we put there's a 1 modulator 10 MVR 6.6 kilowatt range. So we arrange this our space like this. So this is for the load arrangement. The load arrangement. After you load. And then the load, after that you have to start drawing this table. This is a disco line equipment. And also the load through. of the scholar. And red, white, and blue. Okay, so this is for the three phase, you have to start for some for the all, the constituting for the all the three phase. So the equipment, low blue, color, red, white, and the blue phase. We draw it here apart. And then we see the lighting. Okay, lighting is only the blue phase. Blue phase only got the lighting. How many white? 26 light white. So the lighting points that you see there are different columns. So JVC1, domestic installation, we still using this one. Low blue is the A1. Low blue will be there, A1. The white is the column. For the domestic installation, we utilize the column 2. The column is a 2. So the what the rule? 3 MVR for 20 points, 2 MVR for the each additional 20 points. This is the rule. 3 MVR for first 20 points. 3 MVR. And second 20 points. 2 MVR. So in this case, the total light is at 26 light. 26 equal to 20 plus 6. So the first 20 points. You can take the 3 MVR, another 6 point, the weight in there, another 2 or the 20 point. And therefore, so the current contribution is 3 plus 2, that will be the 5 MVR. So 5 MVR, this light are only connected in the blue phase. So the blue phase current for the light is 5 MVR, you put here. So this is the lighting point, we finish the lighting point. 26 light, finish. Okay, the next point will be the 10 MVR socket outlet. Firstly, you calculate the light. Secondly, you calculate the socket outlet. 10 MVR socket outlet. So 10 MVR socket outlet is a 5 phase. 15 multiplied 10 MVR socket outlet. And blue phase is a 9 multiplied 10 and we are socket outlet. So they are two kinds of the socket outlet. Socket outlet, the two groups of the socket outlet. Okay, the socket outlet will be there. You see there, first group will be a 15 multiplied 10 and we are socket outlet. Okay, socket outlet 10 and we are socket outlet, which low group? Socket outlet here. So we are not exceeding the 10 MVR. So this is the low group B1. Low group B1. So what is the column? Column with a single domestic installation. So the column 2. Low group B1 and column 2. Okay, what is the rule? The rule says the 10 MVR for the 1 to 20 points and the 5 MVR for additional 20 points. So the here you will read that is a low group that we connected to the white phase. Only 15 number. So 15 number to the 15 number of the socket now is within the first 20 point. So you only need to take the 10 MVR. So therefore this low group are white phase. This one will be the 10 MVR. Another will be the 9 MVR, 9 number of the 10 MVR socket out there. So those socket outlets are connected in the blue phase. So the across the this rule. So this is for the 10 MVR for the 1 to 20 points. So the 9 MVR is also within the 20 points. So that it's only going to the 10 MVR. So this N MVR is connected to the blue phase. So this one started with the 10 MVR. So the socket outlet, we call the socket outlet. So this socket outlet here, finish. And this one finish. And you see there's another socket outlet. so that we don't have any another socket on there, so that we will calculate the range. So range is connected to the where is the range. Range connected to the blue phase. The blue phase, we connected to the range. So range for the blue phase. Okay, there are two properly the similar to the range. So there you see the range are here. Left way. 5 over 4 plate. 5 feet. 5 over 4 plate. Blue way. 6 by 6 kilowatt range. So this is the in this case 5 over 4 plate. So the range and the four plates are the same meaning. So in this case, you see the where is the low group. Low group is for the range. Electric range. Range cooking apply. Range cooking apply. Four plate also cooking apply. So the low group will be the C. So the column 2. So they are range and the four plate. Low group C, column 2. The rule is say, 50% of the connected load. So therefore, the first are left is the 5 kW hot plate. So in this case, 5 multiplied 10 power 3 multiplied 0 by 5 divided by 240. And this is the, we can calculate the current. So this current calculation will be the 12.9 ampere. So this one with the 5 kW hot plate for the left phase. 10.9. Another 5 kilowatt hot plate. Another hot plate is here in the 5 phase. 10.9. Another one with the 6.6 kilowatt range. 6.6 kilowatt range. So this 6.6 kilowatt, we convert it to the power, so the 6.6 multiply 10 power 3 multiply 0.5 divided by 240. So that you can know the current. This current will be the 12.7 ampere. So this 12.7 ampere is in the white phase. So therefore, we finish the hot plate. We finish the hot plate, and we finish the range. Okay, the next rule will be the instantaneous water heater. Instantaneous water heater. So in the sense, instantaneous water heater is given the 4.8 kilowatt to the instantaneous water heater. You see the water heater, so the water heater is full. Instantaneous water heater is only a 33.3%. So instantaneous water heater, you have to take the 33.3%. So water heater, you see, this is for the instantaneous water heater, 4.8 kilowatt. So what is the low group? Instantaneous water heater is low group E, column C, column 2. So the water heater, low group E, column 2. So the according to the rules are, we have to only take in the 33.3% of the connected load. So that this 4.8 kilowatt multiply 10 power 3 multiplied by 0.333 divided by 240. So then we calculate the current of the instantaneous water heater. So that will be the 10.5 ampere. So this water heater is connected to the all three phase. So they gave me that, 7x5, also 7x5, also 7x5.
So it's a tenure for the Hida, we include that.
Okay, we only need a throat dryer and the aircon. So the 4 kilowatt aircon and the red face. 4 kilowatt aircon. So air conditioning, 4 kilowatt. So the heating of air conditioning, 75% of under the low. So low group D, scholar 2. So then we'll be there, low group D2. So that will be 4 kilowatt aircon. We calculate the 4 into 10 power 3 multiplied by 75%. Divided by 240. So the 4 kilowatt aircon unit we calculate, that will be current will be the 12.5 ampere. So this is the 12.5 ampere. So this 12.5 ampere, 4 kilowatt aircon, is a reference. So that will be 12.5. So this is the low group D, the column 2. Okay, this is the aircon finish. All we need is 3x6 kilowatt throat dryer. So we put 3x6 kilowatt throat dryer. So 3x6 kilowatt throat dryer. The throat dryer, we see as a throat dryer. So then, throat dryer is where is the low group. So, in this case, our throat dryer is, this is not a space again. Then also the laundry equipment. You see, throat dryer is a laundry. Because a dryer, throat dryer, you use a laundry. Laundry equipment. Throat dryer is laundry equipment. So laundry equipment, low group will be C, column will be there, 2. C, 2. Okay, we can take the clothes dryer. Yeah? So the contribution low is 50%, 50% of the connected low. So the 3.6, multiply 10 over 3, multiply 25 divided by 240. So we calculate the current of the throat dryer. The current of the throat dryer we calculate is we got the 7.5 ampere. Therefore, this throat dryer is escalated in the 5 phase. So the current will be the 5 phase. Okay, so we add the throat dryer load. Then and white and blue. So you add the current. That means how many current? 10.9 plus 10.5 plus 12.5. 5. So this is a 10.9 plus 7.5 plus 12.5. 5 is 10, 10.9, 10 plus 10.9 plus 7x5 plus 7x5. Blue phase, 5 plus 10 plus 12x7 plus 7x5. So the current is there. So by adding the all red, blue, and white, the red phase current will be the 38.9 ampere. And 5 phase will be the 33.9. And blue phase is the 34.7. Also, the heavier load is the red phase. Then we did that, 38.9 ampere. So this is for the typical load sharing and the maximum demand calculation. So important one is when you start collecting the supply to the load. So firstly, you have to make sure
shut down the supply. Single phase supply will be applied or three phase supply will be applied. So single phase supply is no problem, you just calculate it. But three phase supply, you need to balance all three phase. All three phase need to be balanced. So that all of these need to be a share. Which should put into a phase of phase have to be concerned. In this case, all loads are the three phase, single phase load. So that in this case, you have to have to arrange how many strike will be supplied by the which phase, how many which load will be supplied by the which phase. So this is the typical this problem. This problem, all the lighting point, all the socket, all the everything, we are arranged to the red, white, and the blue phase. And after that, you arrange and then install the load. Then use the PSW of the C1 table. And we calculate the maximum demand. Calculate the maximum demand, we calculate the current. And you compare the current. You see that here, current is not too much different. 38.9, 33.9, 34.7, this is acceptable because of over the 30 minutes. But one phase is 60 MPR, another phase only 10 MPR, another phase is 5 MPR is acceptable. So in this case, you need to rearrange the load. So this is the typical load arrangement and maximum demand calculation for the domestic installation supplied by the three phases.